different in the future. And that's all at a time when people are moving away from main, what's, you know, kind of referred to as the run-of-the-mill media that's broadcast live on the radio, in newspapers, on television, where people are, you know, consuming a lot more information from their iPhones, from the internet, etc. But the job of work that RTÉ have to do now, very, very rightly, is to set a plan forward that people can believe in and can have trust in. I think they can do it. I think they have a new chief executive officer, director general, gone in there. He's put a management team together that's, I believe, are fit for purpose based on what has been explained to us within the Oireachtas. But it will take time. Now, whilst the figures are stark in terms of the number of people that haven't paid their licence, people share with me their thoughts. I don't believe that people are going to break the law necessarily, that they're not going to pay it. But they're showing, I think it's like a protest.
Yeah.
They're saying, it's due Friday, we'll let them wait for it. And I think when it'll be spread out over the 12 months, it may not be as stark. And that's the challenge to RTÉ. It will be stark if they don't get their act together, quite frankly. So I think people will gradually pay their licence, but maybe not on time. It's important that they do. Because we have to fund public service journalism. But I think what we have been slow to do, and you and I talked about this in the past, I certainly have been on this station on a number of occasions, talking about the necessity to widen the remit of the licence. It didn't all need to go to RTÉ. There is really good other public service journalism out there. It's in this station, it's across the road in the Clare Champion, it's in the Clare Echo, it's in News Talk, it's in radio stations around the country. And we've been slow to break that link between the licence fee and just RTÉ. And I think that has to happen. And I also think, and I've taken the view, that there are some homes that are consuming public service journalism, but they don't pay a licence. They don't pay for it, because the licence is defined by, if you have a television, you pay the... Lots of homes don't have a television anymore. They consume their media on screens, on digital screens, etc. But yet they're consuming material that's expensive to put together. And, you know, we have to get serious about that.
The focus of the licence, Timmy, basically, is too narrow.
Much too narrow.
A lot of information came out during the whole RTÉ debacle. I think the public are concerned that RTÉ is getting €200 million a year from the TV licence fee and making €100 million in advertising and still could make a loss 3 years ago.
Yeah.
That's the public are confused about
they
that.
Are, and they are, and rightly so. We're all confused of the business model that was there. And I suppose it's like any organisation. If they know they have a pot of money coming every year that's guaranteed, it's taken for granted, quite frankly. And I think that's what happened with RTÉ. They did a lot of work to protect the income that they brought from the commercial sector, and we heard about the various different incentives and deals and kind of wanting overspend in order to keep that revenue coming from their advertisers. Now, you can understand that in a business sense, but when it's being subvented by, you know, up to €200 million every year, That's a backstop that, quite frankly, people in the organisation felt that was guaranteed to them. And the Irish people are now saying, well, no, quite frankly, no. Until you get your act together, we're holding our counsel on this. That's understandable. But by the same token, we do need to fix it quickly, because never before is it more important to have public good quality, well-researched, with authenticated facts to provide quality information to the Irish people. We saw that particularly during the COVID period, where people turned to Clare FM, RTÉ. RTÉ obviously had bigger resources and were able to do more research, which was helpful and beneficial to some of the local stations as well. Whilst all the time on, you know, various internet channels and in social media channels, you had, you know, hoax information, quite frankly, that wasn't appropriately researched, had no research, was based on conspiracy theories, you know, which developed the whole anti-vax movement, making outlandish claims that were never able to be stood up. Now, if we allow our society to degrade towards a situation where that's the only information that's available, it's going to be very damaging to society. It's going to undermine and underpin the democracy that we have. I was talking about this 10 years ago. Yeah. People thought I was kind of losing the plot to say that, you know, the advent of certain social media channels had the capacity to impact on democracy as we know it. But but we've seen it now.
Some of them have turned into cesspits. They're dangerous. Facebook, I think, has gone down that road as well, and people are straying away from it. The other concern, Timmy, I think, is that because the Dáil is in recess, the public is concerned that this, the dust has settled in RTE. Are the various Oireachtas committees and the various Oireachtas members still do they still want to ensure their RTE can return to public confidence?
They do, and I take the view that the committees did a hell of a lot of good work there on the run into the summer recess. There is still some more work to be done, and I think the mistake that politicians would make now is to every week be pulling RTE in on some other revelation. The recognition of the new Director General and his management team is we've had a huge problem. The government have started three different investigations and there's a new management team in place, and the view I take now is that the Oireachtas should actually step back a little bit, let those forensic investigations take place, let the new management team start working to rebuild confidence with the Irish people, and then in the autumn and as the various reports are finalised and published, that then you bring back in the RTE executive and do it on a sort of a quarterly basis, or maybe every 6 months, because this takes time. If you're going to have the executive or the new director general every week before another Oireachtas committee, or maybe twice some weeks, he's got no opportunity to work towards the future, to fix the problem. They're looking back all the time. I think it's well recognised now there were huge problems. There's forensic accountants gone in to go through everything. When those reports are done, let's go through those in detail. But the really important thing now is for the new management team under Kevin Backers, the Director General, to build a plan for the future, and the government to work with them, but also to make it very clear that public service journalism is not just in the broadcast sector, is not just in Montrose, that it's in every studio like this around the country, of which there are many very good local stations, and it's also in the print sector, because there is a challenge from the digital media to the Clare Champion, to the Clare Echo, to the various different local print media around the country, and we have as a state, in my view, to find away. If we believe in the principle of good quality public service journalism, then that has to be supported. And the advertising revenue isn't there anymore because, quite frankly, advertisers are going on to the digital platforms, they're going on to the Facebooks, the Twitters, the various different places that are out there. So to protect information, which is critical at a time like this, and we see it even in relation to climate change, the importance. People want good quality information, even to produce data on the weather, which is something that we all take for granted. That's costly, and that has to be supported.
I know that the journal.ie in particular are doing great work to debunk a lot of the misinformation that has been going around. The public are entitled to be frustrated, and the public are entitled to protest, but is not paying your TV licence the way to do it, I wonder?
Yeah, well, just to take up on your last point about the journal, absolutely wonderful. I sat down to do an hour-long interview with them on the whole climate change issue the other day. They really are leaders in that space, but unfortunately they don't have the resources to get down into every parish and have the kind of, their office based in Dublin. They do really well with the money that they have available to them, and they could do with additional resources to be able to have correspondence in various different regional bases. I don't think holding back on the licence fee is the way forward. I can fully understand why people are doing it. I really understand why people are doing it. But it's not in the long-term interest of good quality, well-researched journalism. So it's important that people, whilst they might make a protest, I would encourage them to pay the licence when it falls due. I understand why people haven't done that, don't want to do it right now, but I would encourage them to do it as soon as they can and along the way. But I also recognise that the responsibility that puts on RTE to step up to the plate, get their act together and show the Irish people who have been so loyal to them for so long that they too recognise that the mistakes that they have made are of their own making. They're not of the making of the licence payer, and they need to get their act together.
I still think the public don't know all of what goes on. I've often said it, that what a top star in RTE would get for the year would cover the costs of the news and current affairs department of two or three local radio stations. Just to throw it out there in terms of money. What do you think then should be the alternative, or should there be an alternative to the traditional licence fee?
Well, there's a couple of options, and I'd like to hear people's views on it, and I do. People share with me. I mean, there's probably 25-30% of homes across the country, and many of those may be apartment complexes or whatever, where there's, you know, young mobile people who don't sit down to watch the television, but yet they have a screen in their hand on a phone or whatever, and they're reading and they're gaining access to information that's produced by you here in Clare FM. You know, they'll be on your website, they'll get the news. That there was a cost to catching that. The same with RTE. So there is a view that every home should pay an additional piece on top of their property tax instead of not paying a licence at all, so that your property tax goes up by 50 or 60 euros and you don't have to pay a licence. That's one option, so that you're those that are paying a licence actually see a reduction.
Yes.
But it's spread across every home. There's another view then that, and it's one which I put forward some time ago, that the digital platforms that are out there should have a levy on the advertising that they carry, and that would produce a pool of money to support public service journalism. Another view is that you just take a lump of money from the taxes at the end of the year, you abolish the licence fee and you take it out of general taxation. But when you take it out of general taxation, well, it has to come from some. It has to be taken from some other pool. Do you take it from disability allowance or assisting elderly people in their homes? Carers, more teachers. So it's not a. There's no easy way to do this. There's a cost to it. The model was working for a long time on the license side, but then people started moving away from not having televisions, but yet consuming the information. And as a result of that, the pool of money became less. And then RTE shot itself in the foot. In both feet, in both hands, and it has created a huge lack of confidence now from the Irish people. And as I said, following a very understandable approach by holding back for the time being, I believe. But you know, hopefully we can move beyond that.
But certainly the controversy in RTE, not forgotten, will continue to be pursued by the Oireachtas committees, and the bosses in RTE will be expected to show and prove that they are turning a corner. You're happy that confidence, public confidence in RTE can be restored with a new team in place now?
It'll be a challenge,
yes.
But what I am confident of is the game is up at RTE. The game that was being played up to now is up. The Oireachtas has had an insight into it. We're just doing our job on behalf of the Irish people. A light has been shone. That light will continue to be shone. But I have confidence in Kevin Backhurst, whom I know for 10 years. I know of his standing. I know of the quality of the man that he is. I know some of the team that are around him. They are focused and driven at rebuilding the confidence in that organisation. It's a challenge for them because the people are sceptical, but I believe they have the capacity to do it, and I know that the government is committed to supporting them in doing that, but it will be done in a much more open and transparent way, and it won't be done on the basis of exclusivity anymore, because there's a recognition now that Clare FM, the Clare Champion, the Clare Echo and others do really good work in a really challenging environment, because the advertising that you would have gathered before is not there in the way that it was, so you too have to be supported, and that's the commitment that the government is working towards now. And I think we're having a debate now, not about RTE in a silo. We're having a debate about public service journalism, how important it is to the democratic institutions of this state, how important it is to provide access to information for people, and that's, I think, where the direction of travel on the policy has to go now.
It's only fair to say, though, Timmy, and it would be remiss of me not to mention it this morning, that a very small segment of the licence fee is going into the local radio sector, a very small segment, and no local station in this country will say no to a few more, Bob, because it is about public service broadcasting, and it's not just RTE providing that.
Yeah, it is, through the Sound and Vision Fund that's administered through what was the Broadcasting Authority, now the Commission. But it's not enough. To be honest, and I would have said this in the past, it was a token gesture to radio stations for additional programming and for special programming, which has ensured that some magnificent work has been done. So magnificent programming is done. But the day-to-day news work that you do, whether it's out in the community, whether it's here in the studio, whether it's doing court reports with any of that, that's costly to produce and you get no support for that. And that has to change, and that will change in time.
Interesting comment, actually, because you mentioned earlier about the way people mightn't have a TV, but they are consuming news on their devices. I was going to make the point to you that if that's freely available on their device, why shouldn't they look at it? Why should they be penalised? But someone here says, my mother had the Irish channel only and the same stuff is repeated every day, so why should she pay at the end of the year? And also people are paying for internet for Netflix and paying for Netflix on top of that, and Sky and Prime, so why should the license? People are paying, you know, and you're talking about news, people are paying to get through firewalls on certain newspapers, yeah, as well, around the country, wherever it might be. So people are actually paying multiple times to see the same thing.
Well, you see, if you're paying to get through a firewall to look at the Clare Echo or to look at, you know, the Irish Times, that's, yeah, not going to Clare FM, or it's not. It's just to that particular organisation. Yeah. But the content that's free to air, so the information that you're providing here is free to air for everybody to get. There are internet companies grabbing the information that has been created here in your studio or created over in Montrose in Dublin, and they're charging access to that. But the person that has created it is getting nothing. So Facebook will take information which they will aggregate, pull together and present, yes, it with, they'll put the RTE tag on it or the Clare FM tag on it. It's a story from there. They give them no money, or they give them a pittance, but it wouldn't be enough to keep journalists doing the work that they do. And that's where the gap is. So I take the view that, you know, another thing, like people will pay a Sky subscription or they get a lot of information for that. But, you know, you can get RTE on Sky, but very little, yeah, of that goes back to help to support the pulling together of all that information. I mean, you look at the studio here, the number of people that are employed is small by comparisons to the big
organisations. Compared to 30 years ago,
yeah. But people work really hard, and any reduction in the income from that means you just won't be able to cover as much.
Yeah.
And the worry that you'd have long term, if that were to happen, that we'd be just buying in content. You know, those other organisations that charge you for access to them, if they don't get the information that's produced, yeah, by RTE or Clare FM, they'll buy some other, you know, British or American information, and we lose our own cultural identity. Like I heard from your clip on the way in, you're now going to the FLA later. If you don't have the wherewithal to have somebody there or, yeah, to be able to do that, that's a problem. We lose our cultural identity. We're a small country, we're a small population, so it's really important that we fund our journalism to be able to carry those stories, to be able to get the information, to be able to, you know, retain that sense of identity as an Irish people.